every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, and today we're going to start getting into some practical steps as to do it. We started a little bit last week when we did receive the offering. And let me say again, we do have a financial commitment through January 31st. So if we end up going off the radio in your area, remember you can always go to KurtOwen.com and get the podcast and set it up. We intend on continuing these on both as an audio and a video. And but if we go off the radio in your area, that's what happened because we just didn't have the resources to do it. So when you start talking about changing your life, and let's again go to Ephesians chapter 5. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Now, okay, you examine your walk. You realize you're not where you're supposed to be, either in the Word or in your personal relationship with God. And, you know, the worksheets that we're blessing you with, and again, that free offer is first the prayer so that you can pray not only for yourself but for other people. And knowing how to know the will of God, those are absolutely free. But then the other is a worksheet for you so that you can learn, so that you can decide and find out what it is, God's will for your life, and then implement it. Because here's the thing. A lot of times my thing is not that people don't know the will of God. They just have no idea how to get there. And sometimes even the Lord speaks to them to do something, and they know they're supposed to do it, but they have no idea how to get there. And so these worksheets will allow you, they have goals for your life. And in the goals, people say, well, how do I set my goals? Well, one, you could determine some things about yourself, like you wanted to be in shape, lose weight, or whatever. But on the other side of it, the Word of God will determine your goals, and so will the will of God. And remember, there are, these things are, you know, you can start in July and make every week have a goal, you know. In fact, I believe in that. We're going to talk about that. People say, well, I'm not, that's just not the way I just like to take life as it comes. If you do that, then the days are evil and your life will be stolen from you and you will end up having a life with no meaning, okay? That it won't matter that you lived. That when you die, nobody will know that you're gone. Right? You will not have had a lasting effect. People say, well, that doesn't matter to me. It should. And really, the only way to truly secure that is to know God's will for your life. Now, some of you have had dreams and visions before, but you felt that your heart got sick because it seemed like nothing was happening. You know, some of you believe that if it was God, it was just automatically going to happen, and it's not. We've already covered that. But it says this here that you got to redeem, once you examine your walk, you've got to redeem the time. Other words, another word for this in the Greek is to seize control. To seize control of your time. All right? Now, once again, we looked here at Proverbs 29:18, right? And it says, where there is no revelation, literally vision, the people cast off restraint. Old King James says, where there is no vision, the people perish. It's real simple. When you cast off restraint, you're going to perish. If you just do, listen, here's the truth. If I cast off all restraint in what I ate, eventually I'm going to die. I'm either going to die because I'm going to become so obese that it's going to overtax my organs, or I'm going to eat the wrong thing until I basically destroy my own body. Right? That I just become so sickly. You know, I've seen people that eat junk all the time and they say, well, sometimes they even blame the devil, which I believe that the devil is the author of all stealing, killing, and destruction. But the truth of the matter is that you help the devil when you decided to eat Twinkies every day of your life, and that you can't blame the devil for that. And so you've cast it off restraint. Okay? Now, people do this when they don't think their life mattered. It doesn't matter what I eat. It'll matter to someone because if you die, somebody's going to miss you. People say, nobody will miss me. The kingdom of God will because you were born for a purpose. somewhere along the line. Maybe they wouldn't miss you right now, but you're headed towards a place they would. But again, I'm kind of going over some of the same dirt we've chewed before. Here's the thing. You need to know, examine your walk, and you need to know where you're headed. Now, once you, let's say this, and I'm going to use this as an example, because remember, we should have goals, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially, okay? And if you don't understand why that's true, go to KurtOwen.com and you'll be able to listen to it. And I want to tell you, let's say this. Go with me to Habakkuk, okay? We're going to be in Habakkuk, and we're going to be in chapter 2, all right? Let's talk about this. Let's say today that the Lord were to speak to your life and that you, and I'll use this illustration. But you know what? Let me keep things simple. I want to be closer to God, to Jesus, than I've ever been. Okay? Great goal. How are you going to get there? Well, I'm just going to do it. Okay, then it's a fantasy. Okay, because you're not going to redeem the time. Your day's going to be stolen. It's hard enough. I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you ever make up your mind that you're going to read your Bible every day, it's amazing what kind of problems come up to keep you from reading your Bible. I got another question. Why is it the hardest day for people to get up early is on Sunday when they could go to church and hear an answer? Man, you'll get up Saturday to go fishing or go do something else, but Sunday, man, you're just overtaxed. Why? Because the devil's trying to keep you from answers. Church is a place of answers, okay? At least if you go to a good church. But I want you to hear me now, okay? So you want to become closer to Jesus. Great. In Habakkuk 2:2, it says, "The Lord answered me and said, 'Write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, it will not tarry, it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. But it will surely come, it will not tarry.'" Now, part of that is a little bit confusing because they use the same word in the English translations, but technically in the Hebrew it should say, "Though it tarries, adhere to it," don't cast off restraint, because it will surely come, it will not be late. And we're gonna get into that much later, but let's go back to the first part of this. What are these worksheets for? Write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. Okay, so you want to become closer to Jesus. Yes, I do. First step, write that down. I want to become closer to Jesus. But here's the problem. You can't run with that. Because where are you running? It's not plain enough. You should be able to get up every morning and look at the visions that God has given you and be able to take a step towards those because you wrote it down, you made it plain. Let me ask you this. What does being closer to Jesus mean? How do you get there? You know, I already gave this illustration, but for me, I wanted to be closer to Jesus, so the first 20 minutes of every day is spent just focusing on him, not asking for anything, just talking to him, opening myself up, whatever he needs, whatever he wants to talk about. Then the next 20 minutes generally is spent in the Word, but it would be considered a personal devotion time. Now, that's not all I do, but that's a start. Now, why did I come up with that? Well, because here's the thing. If I just say I want to become closer to Jesus, in a year from now, I'll still be wanting to become closer to Jesus, and I won't be any further because I'm not writing the vision down. For me, closer to Jesus means, one, that I spend more time with him. Give him more time. So what's the answer to that? Give him time. How much time? Make it plain. And listen, I'm starting with 20 minutes. Let's say this. Let's say you want to know the Bible better than you've ever known. First off, that would be a spiritual goal. It'd also technically be a soulless goal. But let's say you write that, "I want to know the Bible better than I ever have." Great. What are you going to do? Well, I'm just going to know. What are you going to do? Okay. What are the steps? Write it down. That's what the sheet's for. But make it plain so that you can run with it. You know, I don't know if we talked about this before. There's been a lot of broadcasts since then. But make it plain. I'm going to read one scripture a day. Okay. People say, "Well, that's not going to do anything." Well, if you haven't been reading your Bible consistently, at the end of 1 year, you're going to read 365 more scriptures than you did before. Make it plain. I'm going to spend 1 minute with Jesus. Well, people say, "Well, that's not going to do anything." Hey, at the end of a year, See, too many times people, they try to swallow the whole thing rather than taking bites. Take bites that you can be successful at. Listen, spend 6 weeks reading one scripture, spending 1 minute with Jesus. At the end of that, double it to two. You'll still be further along than you were last year when you said you were going to read eight chapters a day, and that only stuck for 30 days, let's say 3 days. And then you got so far behind, you just couldn't catch up. Make it plain. What does it mean to you? You know, we were talking about in the body. What does it mean to you to be in better shape? Do you want to be able to run a mile without stopping? Write it down. What is that? Make it plain that you may run who reads it. Next thing is how are you going to get there? We like the Callaway running program. That's great, where you walk and you run and you walk and you run. That's great. But you've got to have a plan. You've got to redeem the time. Because right now, if you just say, I want to be closer to God, if you're not doing anything to redeem the time, you're never going to get there, and you're going to be miserable because you're going to know you're supposed to be someplace that you're not. And Jesus does not want that for you. And you're going to look back at the end of the year and thinking, man, I was really hoping I'd do this year. We were talking about languages, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, but write it down. That's the reason for these free worksheets. Write it down. What are you doing? But see, even that isn't enough. You have to make it plain, and it has to be so plain you can run with it. Right? One of the things you need to make plain is if you want to know Jesus, you've got to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You can't forget this whole thing about, well, I just need to get to know God. No, you need to get to know Jesus. If you get Jesus, you get God. But some people can pursue God and never get to Jesus. You need Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And Michael's going to tell you how. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me, and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said you would. Father, thank you for giving your Son and making this provision for me, so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to connect@KurtOwen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you. And we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horses.